This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Police in the U.S. said a man armed with a rifle and a handgun killed four people inside a medical building in Tulsa in the southern Midwest state of Oklahoma on Wednesday before fatally shooting himself. Law enforcement officials claim the officer's quick response to the incident helped ensure more people were not harmed. Police responses have come under increased scrutiny after a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers in a Texas classroom last week while officers waited nearby outside for nearly an hour. Tulsa Deputy Police Chief Eric Daglish said, quote, "I think that's probably fresh on everyone's minds."
There was a three-minute response, so I don't know how long the call took to come in, but it appears as though the whole thing was a four-minute or so time span from the time it came in to the time officers made contact, 4 to 5 minutes.
Wednesday's incident in Tulsa is the latest in a series of mass shootings that have shocked Americans and reignited debates about gun control. 2 weeks before the Uvalde shooting, a white gunman killed 10 people at a supermarket in a black neighborhood in Buffalo, New York. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday 200,000 children are among the Ukrainians who have been forcibly taken to Russia and dispersed across the vast country. They include children from orphanage, children taken with their parents, and those separated from their families. Zelensky said Ukraine would punish those responsible, but first it would show Russia on the battlefield that, quote, "Ukraine cannot be conquered, that our people will not surrender, and our children will not become the property of the occupiers." Zelensky said 243 children have been killed so far in the war. This is VOA News. Nigeria's Methodist Church paid a ransom of nearly $250,000 for the release of a clergyman, as the country's president is expected to sign a bill punishing those who pay ransoms. Timothy Obuza reports from Abuja, Nigeria.
The prelate of the Methodist Church of Nigeria, Samuel Kanu Uche, made the announcement while briefing journalists in Lagos on Tuesday, soon after his release. He had been received by a cheering crowd of church members and immediately held prayers of the church before the briefing. Kanu Uche said the church paid about $240,000 as ransom to his abductors to secure his freedom and that of the two pastors traveling with him. Eight armed men ambushed them on their way to the airport in Abia State on Sunday, shooting sporadically at their vehicle before taking them hostage. Kanu Uche said the kidnappers showed them the rotted bodies of previously kidnapped victims who could not raise ransom payments and threatened to do the same with him. Nigerian authorities have yet to comment on his release, but officials have repeatedly objected to paying ransom for kidnapped victims, saying the payments make the abductors more powerful. Archbishop Chibuzo Ogboko heads the Methodist Church in Abia State. He says paying the ransom was necessary.
They would not have released them if that was not done.
Armed groups and criminals have kidnapped hundreds, possibly thousands of people for ransom across Nigeria over the last 2 years. In an effort to curb the abductions, the Nigerian Senate recently approved legislation that would punish ransom payments with up to 15 years imprisonment. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has yet to say whether he will sign the bill into law. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Tunisia's president sacked 57 judges on Wednesday, accusing them of corruption and protecting terrorists in a purge of the judiciary that comes as he seeks to remake the political system after consolidating one-man rule. President Kais Saied, who has also replaced the Independent Electoral Commission, has said he will introduce a new constitution this month that he will put to a referendum next month. However, nearly all of Tunisia's political parties have rejected the move. Recapping our top story, police in the U.S. said a man armed with a rifle and a handgun killed four people inside a medical building in Tulsa in the southern Midwestern state of Oklahoma on Wednesday before fatally shooting himself. Law enforcement officials claim the officer's quick response helped ensure more people were not harmed. It's coming after more scrutiny after a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers in Texas last week. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.